St. Thomas is one of the 12 disciples of Christ. He was born in Galilee. The Lord chose him for the discipleship and followed him. He accompanied his teacher, listened to his teachings, and witnessed his miracles. He was loyal, sincere, and eager for knowledge. He searched diligently for the truth and was not convinced except after careful research and examination. He manifested his faithfulness when the Lord wanted to go raise Lazarus from the dead, and the disciples were concerned because they knew that the Jews were determined to kill the Savior. Thomas said to the other disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." He was also the one whom the Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." When the Lord Christ appeared to the disciples after his resurrection in the upper room of Zion, Thomas went absent. On his return, the disciples told him that they had seen the risen Lord, but Thomas claimed he would not believe it until he saw the print of the nails on Jesus' hands. After 8 days, the Lord appeared again to them and said to Thomas, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." After the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, St. Thomas went to India, where he worked as a slave at one of the king's friends, Lucius, who brought him to the king. The king inquired about his profession. Thomas said, "I am a builder, carpenter, and a physician." He preached in his master's palace, and Lucius' wife believed and all his household. The king became angry and tortured him, and bound him among four poles, cut off his skin, and rubbed his wounds with salt and lime. The apostle Thomas endured the pains. Lucius' wife saw him suffering, and she fell from the window and died. Lucius said to St. Thomas, "If you raise my wife from the dead, I will believe in your God." Thomas went to the room where the dead body was and said, "Arsonia, rise up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." She rose instantly and bowed to the saint. When her husband saw that, he believed, and many more with him from the people of the city, and St. Thomas baptized them. St. Thomas the Apostle was not present at the time of St. Mary's departure. He wanted to go to Jerusalem, and a cloud carried him there. On his way, he saw the pure body of St. Mary carried by the angels and ascended to heaven with him. One of the angels told him, "Make haste and kiss the pure body of St. Mary," and he did. St. Thomas went to the city of Parthenos and other cities, where he preached in the name of Jesus Christ. The king heard about him, and he put him in prison. When he found out that he was teaching the prisoners the way of God, he tortured him, and at last he cut his head off, and he received the crown of martyrdom. The church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. Thomas on June 3rd, the 26th day of the Coptic month of Bashans. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen.